You're listening to Sounds Good on WKMS, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Tracy Ross. Kate's back with me in the studio, and we're joined on the phone by Jenny Boyarski of the Friends of the McCracken County Public Library. Good afternoon, Jenny.
Good afternoon.
Jenny, we're going to be talking about something that ought to be on everybody's mind. If you're a reader, you'll want
That's
to know
right.
about the Library Friends book sale opening tomorrow at 9 o'clock.
At, in Paducah, Kentucky, at St. Paul Lutheran Church's gym, and it is packed full. Already we are excited. Can't get some of the members to go home. They just keep rearranging and arranging and finding new finds that they can't live without as they're making the arrangements. But it's going to be a great sale for whatever reason. We have been the recipient of a collection of materials that would fall into a special collection because they're valued far more than what we're selling them, but we're selling them at a reduced price for the market, but higher than $1.50, which is what most of our collection is. And, you know, some of those I just had to share with you. First of all, Jesse Stewart. I'm sorry, but I think a lot of our community doesn't remember Jesse Stewart, the writer. But some of us in our generation do still remember him. But we have several of his writings that are available. And one that they seem to be very excited about as they put them out is one's called The Robot That Helped to Make a President. And this is a study of JFK's signature done by Charles Hamilton. And it's a rare 1965 out-of-print hard copy that was signed by the author. And it has 10 bonus examples of JFK's signature. So if you're a JFK person, this is probably one you definitely want to take a look.
What's that about, the robot that helped to make a president?
Uh-huh. Yes. It's about his. It's a study. It's a reconnaissance into JFK's signature.
And That's very intriguing.
Yeah, it is. It is. We have one of Lawrence Block's 8 Million Ways to Die. It's a murder mystery. And it's a 1982 first edition, and it also has been assigned by the author.
Oh, wow.
And then we have, for the poets, the poetical works of Lord Byron, with an explanation note and biography of the author in a leather-bound edition.
Oh, my goodness.
So, you know, it's just a variety. But there's so many art books, history. It's just fascinating what variety we have. And, of course, we were the heir of a collection from a paperback bookstore, clothing, and that really increased the number of paperbacks that we have, the number of books that we have in science fiction and fantasy, large print, and, of course, mystery and fiction. But we don't usually have very many in science fiction, nor westerns, or large print in paperback. But due to that gift, we have a very large collection. I'm thinking that overall for the whole show, we probably took in about 1,200 boxes.
Oh, my gosh.
And we figure about 20 items per box. So I'm not a math person, but that's a lot.
Well, it's sure a lot to go through. So it's good that you have some fairly extensive hours. You're open from 9 a.m. to 7 p.m. tomorrow, and then again Saturday from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So there's
right.
time to browse.
There's time to browse. Come early and stay late. that's the recommendation. I do want to make sure that everybody is aware that the payment plan is either cash or check. We don't have debit machines, nor do we have credit card capability, but it's cash or check.
And as you said, that most of the books are a buck or 50 cents.
Yeah, that's true. And AV, we have a fairly extensive extensive collection of CDs and books on tape and even VHS format of for videos is still available. There are a lot of the DVDs and CDs, and again, the price is $1 a piece for those DVDs and CDs. So it's a good find. And the children's collection is extremely large this time also.
Wow. Excuse me.
Go ahead.
You go ahead.
I was just going to say we're bursting at the seams with such a wide variety. I cannot remember where we had such a balanced collection in numbers. And that's always helpful so that the collection lasts longer into the number of people who have the opportunity to purchase in their chosen areas.
Well, I know you all are kind of rubbing your hands because the proceeds after expenses for the book sale go to the McCracken County Public Library in support of collections and program development. So congratulations.
You say
over the years of doing the book sale,
yes,
the Friends have raised almost $300,000 for the library.
We have donated almost $300,000.
Boy,
in
that's
20-plus years. So, you know, we are very supportive of our library, and our library is very vital to our community. I can't imagine how a community could do without. And as I said to someone just recently, the public library balances the availability of information to everyone regardless of your financial situation. And sometimes it's just the home office for those who don't have the electronic capabilities, because you can't even apply for a job today unless you have access to a computer. So the library is very important, and we're thrilled to be a part of it.
Well, kudos to all of you. Let's reiterate, the book sale is tomorrow and Saturday at St. Paul Lutheran Church Gym at 21st and Kentucky in Paducah, and there's a bake sale there, so you can munch while you browse.
That's the truth, and they're bringing in all kind of goodies today when I was at the church. It's going to be a big one also, so come one, come all, and come prepared to buy.
Jenny Boyarski, thank you for being with us today.
Thanks, Kate. Bye.
Bye.
This is WKMS. Our channels and web service are part of the educational mission of Murray State.